mm-hmm. because it's a structure we have to learn.
Mm-hmm. And it's also like when I say structure, of course, this has this more intuitive, let's say, or like open way of speaking about it comes from a very like tried place in years where we have realized that the platform that we have created, the iDocte platform, can be quite intimidating for people because it's like it's a template and we ask you to upload videos, sound recordings, photos, or write something, and it requires time to get into it, and it's online. So people are like, I want to do it. It's a great platform, but I cannot really do it, and I'd rather not do it. So for me, it's...
I cannot really do it because they don't want to be online or what?
No, it's difficult to deal with that technology.
Okay, you know, I don't want to sit at my computer.
You need to do it. If you do it, you do.
You need to do it.
And
exactly.
This kind of documentation is like the last thing you... In every project, every collaboration, it's like the last thing that anybody wants to put energy.
That's why I felt like bringing more. Let's start doing it in the work, because it's so interesting. Because I'm already documenting even while I'm teaching now. Yeah. I come to a place that I have my plan with my computer. I'm doing something, and in between, if there's changes and strategies, I make a quick note while I'm proposing it. Even you know, it's almost an extension of my arm, but it's. I'm not proposing it's the best thing to do, but it helps me. It really helps me because then I'm really, with that structure, I feel I'm more free in the improvising as being a teacher. Right. It's so interesting how it informs me. I would write about it, but...
Right. I will even say that I also learned, since I started teaching, I'm going with the notebooks whenever I... But I end up never going back to it. And putting it into organization is, again, this work that's...
That's the next thing before we wanted to go into, like, do you already have a documentation practice? What is document? Like, because I already started from an assumption that we are talking about the same thing. Mm-hmm. But maybe because we are a small group, we could give a little, share. Mm-hmm. Would you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What is documentation or do you have?
No, who starts that?
I did it when I did my research project, a lot of documentation, and also reflecting upon how to capture what we were doing. I mentioned it, thought in the act and thought in the making. It was about how to actually capture that, and that's the documentation of thought in the making. So how to do that, you know, and that's kind of opening up to being maybe much more creative about what documentation is.
Hmm.
You know, so we always write, we always record, and like visually or audio recording.
Mm-hmm.
So how can it be different in that sense? So we work a little bit with that. And of course that has done something to my teaching now, I feel like. I also try to document my thoughts a bit differently sometimes.
Mm.
It can be writing, it can be... I created, in my research, I created these islands where people were exploring, doing their thing, so there was also... could be a body print on paper, it can be just something you use colors to do something, but that also expresses something. It can be like a lot, and maybe it's more into poetic corner of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something about that we learn to speak from that point of view, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And how to address it and how to use it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Maybe that's good, like 1 minute each, and then we will have another round of thinking sharing at the end. Or
so. So I was thinking I have different ways of documenting what I do. I teach a lot in the university setting with the mixture of practice and theory, so I'm finding that as I'm developing my class plans, I'm often linking it with my PowerPoint, which is quite, I guess, boring in some ways, but it's kind of tracking the flow of the class and, you know, mixing images and history with tasks that I'm inviting people to do or try out. So actually the PowerPoint ends up being kind of a document of the the direction that the class takes. But of course then, yeah, when you improvise and things change, it's difficult to like to capture that and change it in the moment. So I'm often going back and editing and updating. That's one thing. Another thing is just notebooks and yeah, try to keep it in my computer, which is language that I understand. And then when I'm collaborating with Richard, we have to both understand what that means, so developing that language. And then the third thing is developing like a set of cards or sticky notes, but like small things, naming principles, movement principles, and different exercises or approaches or sequences which really unpick them and unpack them. So that's like our project that we're working on now, linking contact and contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
What are movement principles? And Aikido.
Already a lot of munchies that I would be curious to discover more. Also, like you seem to have a way of doing things yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not always satisfying, though. Like, I mean, I've in the process of making the notes and making the plans is how I think about the teaching. But I've just got stacks of things that are sitting around. I could go back to. Sometimes I do, and things come out, but they're not very well organized. As well as I would like them to be. Yeah. Mm. For my personal, not the PowerPoint, but the notes. Yeah.
I when you were doing the presentation earlier this morning, I resonated with when you talked about you can have a lot and it becomes that archive, and I just kind of saw myself years and years of the project finished. Who wants to deal with it? You're done. The thing finished or whatever. The class finished. You transition into the next thing. So going back to it is, and then it's too much. And probably you collected too much. There's too many pictures to go through or a whole video to go through. And you don't want to see yourself straight away after. It's so complex. But something that I can think about right now in my teaching practice. I do a lot of writing plans. Sometimes I do like 5 possible plans for like a 2 or 3 day workshop. And then I may do what I wrote or may not at all. May improvise something totally different, but that the process of writing it was incredibly helpful to get to the improvisational state of being really present. And then what I'm really trying to do is right after the day after, or right that night, or that afternoon, write what I actually did. What I feel I'm missing is like to then go, maybe have another process of reflection or containing in some way what happened in that, in
that
between what's remained and what didn't. And sometimes like the idea is very clear, like with this pregnancy, for example, I wrote all this plan, and I was teaching this workshop, and I did a whole class on the development of the heart, and that was what was happening. That was also on week 4 when the heart has been made in the baby, and I was like, that's why I did that. That's why I changed what I planned didn't make any sense for me, because once I was there with the people we were breathing, I'm like, that's what I have to do. And I would love to then have a method to like, all right, now let's look at what I had planned and what actually happened, and then contain it in some way so I can either share this with others or come back to it myself. So I have notebooks and notebooks and notebooks of writing, but it's like it's all there in my house organized in shelves. And every now and then I open in a random page and I get inspired. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that today.
Okay.
Yeah. What you said reminded me, I realized that there is the writing. When I write in my notebook, it's not really documenting what I see. It's documenting what I see that reminds me of things that I want to do. So maybe it's not really documenting, but documenting would be what I actually did afterwards. And that's more, I guess, something that I don't put enough time into. I did I'm starting to do this lab this year, meeting every week with people and developing methodologies and frameworks to explore using the body for developing and healing and these other things, big words that I'm trying to deconstruct. And I did it with I wanted to do an international network of not geographically limited, so there will be leaders in different places and they will also document. So what I did is created a few Google Docs, and there would be a Google Doc for documenting the frameworks that we put, Google Docs for documenting people's experiences, Google Docs, so different
layers context. Of documenting.
Yes. Like three Google Docs, and each can read what the others are doing, and it's open and free. And that's one thing. And the other thing that I think Dorte said, is that participants that didn't have the same desire as I had to deconstruct and reconstruct things, to create frameworks, weren't interested in documenting as a descriptive documentation, but rather than more associative, experiential documentation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's also interesting, that the point of views of the different people participating in a documentary project. I think you mentioned that before. And again, I'm interested in how to convince myself, to motivate myself to actually document and reflect and go back to it and actually work with that. Mm-hmm. Because there's so many things that I want to do, and so I just go on doing, and how, like, the things you said can help us break down, maybe, and say, maybe take less material. It can be, okay, so it will be easier to construct something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also.
Thank you.
It's interesting.
I'm thinking while everybody talks, documenting my thinking.
Right.
I think for me it has to do really to do with what's the context and what's the project. So if he's teaching, probably I will be describing what I was sharing, certain things. Some when it's something that is very revealing, very detailed, and some just points. To be able to, if I go back, to understand what I wrote. To track it,
mm-hmm.
But I do also a lot of improvisational projects, and then I will actually, and that will be written on paper. So all my teaching or post documenting, it's really on paper, and then in the improvisational projects, I actually after I grab my computer, and I write. Very freely, it becomes a piece of a writing of, I don't know, sometimes it's super poetic and sometimes it's just entering yourself,
mm-hmm.
universe of,
mm-hmm.
and and I was also thinking that documenting the thinking before, I never plan a class, but I do sit and think of what's the what interests me now, and I do kind of a map. So a word is probably in the middle, and then I create.
Map.
Yeah, it's not even mine, but I let things come, and I put it on a paper. I place it. I will associative. Some things are related. I do arrows, and so it's in between map drawing, and that's like the format, very different than the other. I do share. I have some practice with some people. When we dance together, we actually write to each other and tell and share what happened.
When you dance together,
yeah.
You write to each other.
Yeah, after.
You don't take time to do it on the spot. You write afterwards. Interesting.
I will write after, and I will send. And I do a lot that with Yuri. He will record it. He speaks to his machine, and then he transcribes it. But there's a lot of that is very different. And I have that with like two or three people. That is also is very different because you don't. Yeah, I don't write for myself. I write. I know who's going to read it.
Mm.
And that's another.
Mm.
Sorry for that. Yes.
Okay.
I draw a lot, but that's, it's not systematic. So the others, I think they have their place and their form, and the drawing comes and goes.
I think it's interesting what you say, this systematizing or not, or like intuitive or more cognitive. I don't know what is it like, because this planning for me is so now so intertwined with the intuitive work. Like I would make maybe a sculpture of something that really speaks of my process. And then looking at that structure, I'm able to write about the process. If I didn't do that sculpture, for me, it's a transition. Like most of the intuitive work is really serving me to transition into the more, let's say,
it's
cognitive.
Like skeleton and then muscles or something.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but it's not even. It's more. It's really this abstraction, without really like just going ahead and like the thing that you did. You made a 3D paper with writings and da da da. And looking at that, it helps me to relate to my body. And I also agree with you. This thinking and document. Like what is the thinking in the doing? I don't believe that we can. We don't. They are not separated. In the doing, it's a lot of information. And my interest is to be able to capture that information through different means so that I can communicate that when I am not in the same room with everybody. How to do that? That's the thing, you know. And that's why I believe we need the writing, we need the poetry, we need the drawings, but still be able to contextualize. Therefore, the whole research, and I will probably talk about it in 10 times 10, five, is this: how do we collaborate that I don't have to do everything, because I can't, because I'm maybe good at contextualizing, maybe you are good at creating this poetry, and you are good at creating those frames and structures, so how can we collectively figure out a way to do it? You know, unless you are a solo research something somewhere, of course you need other things. So that's where our proposition comes from.
Totally agree.
Can I add something?
Yes, please.
Like with the choreographers I work with, or other people that I work with, like I realized, like I want to do that work for them because it's not mine. So after the class finish, I'm like, can we process this? And then I just tell them all this poetry, all these images that I got, and they're like, that's great. Can you write it? But then, what I'm not good at is what you're talking about. You know, whatever. The person that puts the frame on it, or like, you know, the person that does that other step. So I'm like, I can give you as much as you want. You go take care of it. I don't know how to take care of it for you, but I want to, does this help you? And they're like, it helps me, but I still need, you know. But this idea of collaboration is very interesting because,
And we do have very limited time, and I don't think we'll go into the depths of it and really reveal in this half an hour we have left. But we can really, if not... And I think we could go on really discussing this through the week.
Yeah.
But are you interested in just giving a little physical something that we share, and then we get into different, maybe find a division of labor among us? Like, he's really like seeing. Because what happens in the teaching, and we were collaborating with Dilek through my research project also. She was a participant student, and I was the teacher facilitator, and we did a lot of collective documenting. And I realized that from a meta place, actually I wasn't teaching, but I was creating frames for them to come up with questions and find pathways, and whenever I was needed I could propose something, you know. And that was also interesting to analyze their discourse in the research. All my work was to really look into the documentation that they have created and understand what I did.
That's actually also what I did in mine. That's
here you go. And that I find very rich. So,
and it's interesting that it actually takes a lot of time to create that frame. It's like, fuck, it takes so long time.
Yeah.
Instead of when I normally teach a class, it's more like I give myself more time to improvise. That really, you know, I have this frame, I need to follow this one. How it works for me.
Just to put one word into the space before going to the structure, it was for me I kept saying post-rationalization, and I'm like, then I understood, like, that was more like the deconstruction and reconstruction and trying to understand what I'm doing. It's not like I'm trying to rationalize or, you know, like, convince myself I did something good, but because we are also improvisers, and I think in teaching, there's a lot of space for, like, this intuitive, like, I'm doing something, but I don't know what at this moment, but then, after a while, if I revisit, if I already have some traces of it, I can revisit, and then start understanding what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And some people can help me to understand that, you know. Voilà. Do you have something to say also, Dilek, before we transition into the practice?
Do you want to say, because I heard say no, so I told her and you haven't finished asking. I see a tension in me between reflection and documentation. That's also something, like, reflection is more of a subjective thing, whereas documentation would be more to objectify it.
Here you go. Then we can really go into what is documentation, Yeah, and we did that for 3 years while we were creating the Mind the Dance, where we kind of ended up like, whoa, okay, you know what? Actually, this is just a selection of ideas. It's not a guide. It's just this is a palette, you know?
And I think even the action, I just have this feeling, and also coming here, that even the fact that there is such a strong documenter here, like, person is really, that you are bringing a host of a methodology and is serious about it, in my eyes, already transformed the teachers' meeting and what we are doing into something that is more serious, even if we never do anything with it. Just the fact that this power is here makes us like witnessing when you're dancing and somebody is witnessing you. There is some kind of an organization that comes into play, an internal organization that makes it a little bit more committed.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, when you say serious and this organization, if it is a connotation, if it is a positive thing that you're talking about, or is it something to take care and be aware of? I always try to come back to this place. Yes, it does change things. Some people make good of it, some people make not good of it, you know.
Of course.
Just to be, but then I feel in your saying, I felt that it may serve you. It is serving you. Am I right?
The danger, I can become quite anal, and I think that's what you mean about things. And so the danger is to become over anal, and so it starts to block things.
Then we help.
But also,
you
don't want to be like. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, physical theater teacher keeps saying, "Can you be seriously joyful and joyfully serious?" I think that's like this seriousness. I like the word because yes.
Committed is a better word than serious.
Maybe,
serious
yes.
is not a good word. I erase it from protocol. Yeah. Committed.
Committed.
Yeah. Okay. Getting the teacher, the participants committed behind the.
Okay. So.
Not that.
Here you go.
Usually I say serious and people start to reject.
Serious. Okay.
Going back to the collective of collection of, and we will propose some score at the end to talk. And I am quite obsessed with talking, sharing protocols also, because I really am curious how we can coexist and collaborate, where conflict can also happen, that we don't have to resolve conflict all the time. Mm-hmm. We can be in anxiety without being anxious. Mm-hmm. We can be in disagreement, agreeing that disagreement is okay, mm-hmm. you know, like these kind of, but it's many different layers. But I also want to invite us to be like that now, like just letting things in the space that we don't have to agree or take it out, then we can find different threads of communication from here.
I found a good way to look at disagreeing. It's not about disagreeing, it's about that we are each holding a different part of the elephant. One the foot, one the trunk, one da-da-da-da-da. And in that way, we realize that we're just collaborating and just looking at things in a different way.
That's beautiful.
And that's what... sorry, Dot.
I forgot.
Is anybody interested in teaching a 10-minute something where you have, like... We used to call it the essence of your teaching. Can you teach it in 10 minutes? That was one of the scores in IDOCTE. That's quite like, but amazing stuff comes out of it.
But don't take that
serious.
Just 10 minutes teaching.
Yeah. Very serious.
Yeah. I'm happy to teach something, but I won't call it the essence.
Super.
Great.
I could
also.
Or would you like to?
Let's do it together.
I could do 5 and 5.
Wow.
Wow.
So,
if it's not effortful,
I'm going to propose also that if we agree that you or you, yes, we leave it to you, whoever teaches, that it's pretentious, that we don't know what it's going to be, but we're going to just say, I'm going to be a participant observer, I'm going to be an observer, I'm going to...
And use this tool,
or, and then you can change your mind along the way.
So to produce a perspective. Your own perspective to be on. Yeah?
Yes. And but then we decide before the thing happens, and we don't know what she's going to. Maybe she's going to have us jump all over the place, and I choose a
to write
so
down.
What are the options?
Let's make the options together.
Yes.
Because once you have a few, maybe it's an option that I didn't think, so we don't want to enforce, but we can bring things.
So like you could be a person that...
You want to be an observer?
Yeah.
And you don't want to take the class, but you will be outside the class?
Yeah, observer, but reading the what happened there.
Yeah. So we can... Maybe we make a note. So we have one outside observer with
and with names.
So we have one outside observer.
And she will write about what she observes?
Yeah, I want to. I don't know what. If you I
draw or write. Yeah.
Write or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You can have more than one outside observer.
Yes.
So we have outside observer, we have participant observer. Do we have a participant? I mean, they need a participant.
Yeah, but we need. I think we need we need participants anyway. Like,
I'll be a participant.
Danny.
I want to be a participant observer. That you know, I can like have a whatever that reflection, you know. At the end of it, do you remember what you were describing this morning, like a 1 minute or 2 minute of like whatever is left from the experience, being movement or in words,
respondent.
Know? Respondent.
I also want to practice documenting not in this analytical mind, but in more associative expression of things. So, but then we have somebody that's left that's.
Just participant.
We're observant from associative reflectors, and
are you participating? Or
Yes. They choose a way of documenting this associative way of documenting at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I can be a participant and documenting more the flow of the class. I'll try the analytic.
If it's not your natural,
we already started. This is the class.
No, I'm not doing that. It looks too effort.
I can't do that.
Yeah, but it's going to start slowly because we're going to share it.
And I will also use my camera while I'm doing that.
And any tools of others?
Their bodies, these ones, or like
bodies.
Whatever. Yeah. And we started 15 minutes late. Is that okay? We fulfill that also?
So until 7:15?
Yeah.
Is it okay with the food helpers? No, asking organization.
Let's say 10 minutes past
7. 10 past 7, okay, then we do.